covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome back to it on this Thursday. Just before the break, I shared with you Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, her comments to not support Neil Gorsuch for who knows why. But let's dispose of this 60-vote lie. All right, let's dispose of this 60-vote lie you keep hearing. It's time to set the record straight, because despite what you've been told time and again, there is absolutely no 60-vote threshold on a final vote to get a Supreme Court justice confirmed to the bench. In fact, if you look at justices currently serving on the nation's high court, you'll find Justice Alito only received 58 votes, Clarence Thomas just 52 after the hit job he was nailed with. The only time you need 60 votes to get a nominated judge to be confirmed is if the nomination is filibustered, which, by the way, my friends, has never happened in American history. Never. Not once. Zero times. In fact, a cursory examination finds that only 12 justices have ever failed to get confirmation after getting to a vote. The most recent, of course, Judge Robert Bork, who is the focus of a smear campaign by Democrat Ted Kennedy. And at the time, the Reagan administration failed to respond quickly enough to save him and his nomination from collapsing. The Democrats would clearly be doing something unprecedented in filibustering a candidate that is not particularly controversial and is, in fact, considered a highly qualified justice by nearly all legal observers. For all the yelling and screaming from Democrats about Republicans doing something unprecedented, let me be clear, it is a flat-out lie. I know, shocking, right? Furthermore, in 2013, when then-President Barack Obama was putting forth judicial candidates that could not meet the 60-vote cloture threshold, which is basically being released for the vote, Harry Reid, the Democratic Majority Leader at the time, used the nuclear option to make the matter of confirmation a simple majority, and there's no cloture, so they just went through. Now, when Republicans are preparing to do the exact same thing, Reid's liberal progeny is apoplectic in response. They're flipping out with what's going on. And to be clear, Obama's minions were slamming through those justices to stack the court with far-left activist judges. If you may have noticed, we're still dealing with that today. Let me direct your attention to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. I don't revere Mitch McConnell on many points, but on the Supreme Court, he has been masterful. He followed precedent by not allowing Merrick Garland to ascend to the Supreme Court. That was an idea, by the way, first suggested by a guy by the name of Joe Biden back in 1992, and that was not to allow a nominee to proceed if the vacancy occurred in an election year, a presidential election year. If the opening happened then, boom, it wouldn't go forward. McConnell also famously warned the weasel Dirty Harry Reid that payback would come someday. I'm pretty sure, however, the Democrats failed to realize how soon the day of reckoning would come. And let's be honest. I mean, somebody has to. If roles were reversed, there is simply no question, none at all, none, that Chuck Schumer, that lizard, would do whatever he thought it would take to get a nominee through the process. And yes, I do mean anything. He would do anything to get his agenda forward. So I'm here to let you know those on the left are lying. They're lying to bury you in BS on this one. The fact of the matter is, they need 60 votes for cloture, not to get somebody confirmed. They just nearly need to give, hey, let's use the Democrat line. Give them an up or down vote, yes or no. An up or down vote. That's all we're asking for. Just give us an up or down vote and we'll move forward. But doesn't seem that's going to happen. And if that doesn't happen, then Mitch McConnell, who is clearly headed to put this man on the Supreme Court, will invoke new rules, will invoke the so-called nuclear option, so that it will take only a simple majority to get the vote to the floor. And once the vote's to the floor, Neil Gorsuch will be confirmed, possibly with more votes than, when, in fact, I'd say it's almost for certain he'd get more votes than Clarence Thomas received when he was nominated. So you've got that right there. On another, I guess several things I'd like to touch on today and work toward Free for All Friday as well. Overdose deaths in America have set unprecedented numbers. In 2016, more than 50,000 Americans lost their lives due to overdosing. The majority, the vast majority, are opioids. Heroin killed nearly 13,000 by itself, which is more than all the people killed in gun-related homicides. In all, opioids claimed more than 35,000 lives. That's higher than the number of people killed in car wrecks last year. People are dying from street drugs and prescription drugs. The nation is so damn high, they're dropping dead all over the place. It seems the more liberal approach to drug use there is, the more tragic the results. The question is what to do about it. Should prescriptions and prescription so-called black label drugs be restricted further to help stop the epidemic of drug abuse and death? It's a major problem that's sweeping across the nation and leaving scores of broken families and fresh graves behind. It's time to deal with this challenge head on and curb this menace. And speaking of drug dealers and so forth, Detroit, a rap artist and music producer at the heart of an investigation into money laundering and what investigators say is a huge heroin empire, remains free today after the judge in the case refused to revoke his bond. Brian, please call me Peanut Brown, is a convicted felon of four previous convictions involving drugs, but despite an ongoing investigation, prosecutors are yet to charge him with new crimes in the case. Federal District Judge Nancy Edmonds took time to meet with both the prosecutor in charge of the case and Brown's defense attorney before concluding the 47-year-old is complying with the terms of his bond. He's out on bond from a 2016 firearms charge. The prosecutor, meanwhile, still called Peanut a threat to the community. Well, Peanut is going to be out on bond for a while. Now, when we come back here on the program, Ted Nugent will sit down with me. We'll have an extended conversation with Ted Nugent about music, about politics, and America in general. Always interesting and always fiery. It's 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show.